So the Sabbath day still stands according to the scripture. Now, if we take the law of God and we look at the issue of the Sabbath day, 6 days shall you labor, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your maidservant, your manservant, your ox, your donkey, the stranger, whoever is in your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. And here is a commandment that takes us all the way back to Eden. And it tells us that God rested and that we must find rest in Him. And nowhere in the scripture do we read that this day has been transferred to another day of the week. Today the world keeps Sunday. Where does Sunday come from? It's not a biblical concept. Nowhere in the Bible do we read that the Sabbath has been transferred from the seventh day to the first day of the week, Saturday being the seventh day, Sunday being the first day of the week. Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 17, that he hasn't come to abolish the law. He's come to fulfill it, to live it, to be the example of what it is to live the law. And he says, not one jot or one tittle will by any means disappear from the law until everything has been accomplished. That's a pretty plain statement. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus kept the Sabbath. The disciples kept the Sabbath. The disciples kept the Sabbath according to the commandment. When Jesus lay in the grave and on the first day of the week they went to anoint him and found that he had risen. But nowhere does it say in the Bible that this is a new day of worship. This was a new theology that was introduced by Christianity after the apostles had left the scene of history. So the Sabbath day still stands according to the scripture, and Paul reasoned with the Jews and with the heathen on the Sabbath day. They all kept the Sabbath day, and those few verses that we find regarding the first day of the week actually all support the Sabbath day. They broke bread on the Sabbath day. The Bible says they broke bread on every single day. And Paul met with them on the first day of the week. But it says there were lights off in the upper chamber, so it was after the Sabbath. After they'd rested on the Sabbath, he held a meeting until midnight. And in the morning, when the sun came up, he went on a long journey, so he didn't keep the Sabbath. So all of these texts actually support the Sabbath day.